It's Friday, and that means Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us for a look at the week's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Business Journal's digital editor. Well, let's start with some healthcare news. Kaiser Permanente still plans to open a medical center in downtown Sacramento's Rail Yards project, but it might debut later than expected. What happened?
Yeah, it looks like the center could now open in 2024, and that's a year later than the estimate that we were hearing as recently as a year ago. We don't really have a reason for this possible new opening date, but we do know that the center is still replacing Kaiser's Medical Center on Morse Avenue in Sacramento. Now, that center is closing because it won't be able to meet a tough earthquake safety standard. The medical center has been considered a signature project in the Rail Yards development, along with a planned Major League Soccer Stadium.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that stadium. Do you know anything else about it?
Well, of course, there's still some uncertainty as we wait for that much-anticipated announcement from MLS. And at this point, probably the first vertical development in the Rail Yards will be a six-story mixed-use development, which could get underway this year or next.
There was another story about a Sacramento area fuel company that recently made a kind of an interesting purchase. Flyers Energy bought Roseville's Hyatt Place, which is one of the largest hotels in Western Placer County. Why would a fuel company go into the hotel business?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, basically, Auburn-based Flyers Energy is diversifying its real estate holdings. Last year, the company sold its 39 convenience store gas stations to a San Antonio-based company. Now, it's investing the proceeds of that sale into a mix of real estate assets.
So we're not just talking about hotels?
Yeah, that's right. The Hyatt Place is the company's first foray into the lodging business. But in recent months, Flyers has also invested in mobile home parks, car washes, and even office buildings.
A couple weeks ago, Sacramento learned it wasn't in the running for Amazon's second headquarters, but the local bid for the project is already getting new use.
Yes, representatives from the Greater Sacramento Economic Council said this week that they plan to use that site selection package to hopefully bring other companies here. They've apparently already given the report to at least three other companies considering bringing their operations here.
And that report was a pretty hefty investment, right?
Yeah, the Greater Sacramento Economic Council spent more than $200,000 developing the proposal. The printed document totaled 14 pounds of paper.
And finally, any new brewery openings to report this week?
Yes, of course I have more beer news for you. I've mentioned this one in the past, but Muxa Brewing Company will open its doors Saturday in Rockland. Now, one of the notable things about this place is the fact that its brewers are well-known names in the beer community. Now, one brewer previously worked at the local New Glory Craft Brewery, and the head brewer for this new Rockland business was previously the head brewer for Abnormal Beer Company in San Diego. We all know that the beer business is tough, and getting big-name brewers can be one way to separate yourself from the competition.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.